Welcome to the Cyclical CEO Podcast. I'm Katie Glasgow, and I am your host. And I am here to take you on a journey back home to yourself, to find the fire inside of you, to remember your magic, and to truly step into your next level of abundance and wealth, not using somebody else's strategy, but using your own intuition and the gifts that you were born with. No more playing small, no more searching for answers outside of yourselves. No more trying to follow rules that were never meant for us. This is where we let our hair down, we get a little weird and witchy, and we learn how to care for our bodies as our most coveted asset. This is where strategy meets intuition, where wealth meets wisdom, and where women come to find themselves. Welcome home, darling. Welcome to your cyclical CEO era.
Good morning and welcome back to the podcast. Monday morning, July 6th, and I'm sitting out on my deck. The birds are chirping. I've been zoned out for a little bit with my cup of coffee, doing this beautiful exercise ritual practice to do a little review of where we've come so far in 2026, and then step into where I want to go the rest of 2026. And so I thought it would be fun today to share with you this little practice and this little ritual. But before I do that and walk you through exactly how to do this and then how to make it your own, I pulled a card for us this morning as I was sitting and drinking my coffee. And I think this card is so beautiful for us, because if you listened to the episode last week, and if you haven't, I do encourage you to go back and listen to that. I talked about where we are right now in the 2026 fire horse year, and how we're really in this space of truly stepping into our feminine power as women and learning how to really step forward in confidence and grace, and not in a way that we are trying to prove ourselves, or that we are angry, or that we are trying to like show everybody that we are worthy and deserving, but like letting down all of the facades and letting down this desire to prove and stepping more into this knowing and being strong and confident in the beautiful women we are. And I call that our feminine power. It is us stepping into our cyclicality and embracing the fact that we are women, and we don't have to be like, I am woman, hear me roar. We are women who are showing up with our gifts and our knowledge and our wisdom and the ancient truths that run through us. And we're learning to trust our intuition and to trust this beautiful power inside of us. And so with all that being said, I pulled this card this morning, and it's called The Blade. And I want to just read to you what The Blade says. It says, "The blade represents sharpness of mind, body, and spirit. Pointing upward, it summons the power of heaven. When aimed down to the ground, it anchors the power of heavens on earth. The blade can be a healing tool or a weapon. Wield it wisely, and it will transmit power, bestow initiations, cut energetic cords from the past, or sever toxic relationships. Use it with anger, and it will slash, stab, and kill." So we've got this essence of the blade. It's this sharp reminder for us. And this morning we pulled the medicine, which is when the card is upside down. And the medicine says, it's time to put down the sword and place it back in this scabbard. Do not offer your blade in service to toxic emotions. You will be faced with an even more disagreeable future with the people or situations you are attempting to banish. Put the blade to rest until your inner fire has mellowed. Then use your blade with impeccable intention to cut the energetic cords that are tying you to the drama at hand and set yourself free. And I think this is such a beautiful reminder as we step through this portal of change and shift our paradigms into July, into the second half of 2026. We no longer are proving ourselves. We're putting down the blade. We're not doing things in anger and spite and to prove ourselves and our worth. We're putting down the blade, and we're coming into a peace and a calmness within us. And then we can pick up that blade and we can use it to cut free those energetic cords that are holding us where we are at currently. Maybe it's going to sever us from these old and outdated ways of thinking. I know that for many of us, that's kind of where we like to hang out, where we've been shifting and we've been viewing everything from a different perspective, and it's time to shift. It's time to step into this new way of being. And that is the portal we are in right now. And so let us put down the blade that we are trying to like stab and prove and come into this calmness and this peace. And I think this practice that I'm going to walk you through today is going to be a really beautiful way that we can step through this portal. So first up, I want to explain to you, what is this portal of change, or this shift of paradigm, or this hopping of timelines? It's lingo that you might be hearing. I use it quite often. And I want you to know, it's really like stepping through a doorway. It is going from one way of reality thinking and stepping through a new threshold. So it's simply saying, hey, we're done with this chapter. We've finished the book, and we're going to start a new chapter in the book, or we're going to start a new book of our life. Okay. And so it doesn't have to be crazy and wild. It's just saying, hey, I'm ready to cut all these cords and cut all these perspectives of what's no longer serving me, or a chapter in which I need to close right now. And it could be a chapter with relationships. July is a really big month of saying, hey, these relationships are outdated. We're in Mercury retrograde. This way of thinking is outdated. This communication style is outdated. And we can look at this in all areas and aspects of our lives. And so maybe it is the dynamics of a relationship that you need to step through a new portal with, right? Dynamics of a relationship with a close partner, a child. I know I'm in a season where I have a 18, almost 19 year old that is getting ready to go to college. And that is us stepping through a new portal, right? We are shifting our paradigms. We're time hopping into a new reality of, okay, he's no longer going to be living in our home, and we are going to have a different type of relationship with him as he heads off to college, as he heads off to his new chapter, which is also going to be a new chapter for us. And so I want you to think of that as you are sitting down for this practice, or what is going on in your life right now. Where is it time for you to close the book, to close the chapter, to create a new season? And maybe this is a season with your kids. Maybe this is a season in your business. Maybe in your business, you need to look at things a little bit differently. You've been operating in a certain way in your business for quite some time, and now it's like, oh, maybe I'm supposed to do more in-person events. Maybe I'm supposed to look at this a little bit differently. Maybe I'm supposed to revamp what I actually desire in my business model. Maybe I need to revamp the work I'm here to do. Okay. So like and I'll give you an example of myself. For so many years, my identity has been wrapped up in doTERRA, and I love doTERRA. I'm not going anywhere. I am still going to be sharing all the fun tips with oils with you, and teaching you all of these things, but it has evolved in how I do that. And now I also offer coaching and wisdom and cyclical living support for women, because it's an extension. Right. And so what are the ways in which we need to reevaluate and come from this softer place, step into our power, like this place where we're like, hey, I don't have to explain myself to anyone. I am just here. I'm not trying to prove anything. I'm stepping into this new season. And so July, and this entire year has been this shift of a new paradigm, right? This shift of going into the next level of us. And so now we're in July, we're halfway through the year. So let's talk about, how do we step into the second half of the year? And this is where I put together this practice. And this is something that I invited some of the women I work more intimately with. I invited them to do this exercise. And as I was doing it, I thought, oh my gosh, this would be a great thing to bring to the podcast and to bring to all of you, so you can benefit from this practice. Okay. And so this is a journaling exercise. I do invite you to write down these questions and actually sit with these questions and write them out. I do like to ponder them. I've been like, once I put them all together, I've been thinking about them. I've been going through my days. I go through my walks. when I do have moments of silence. But then this morning, I actually sat down and wrote them out. There is this huge release that we have in how we see things and how our brain reacts to taking the pen and putting it on a piece of paper and writing things out. So I do recommend that you do this as a journaling exercise or a practice, a ritual. And when I say a practice, a ritual, a journaling exercise, just that simply means that we find a quiet place for us. So this morning I'm sitting out on my deck, the birds are chirping, I've got my flowers. I know I'm not going to be interrupted because everybody's still asleep, it's summer. I've got oils diffusing. I'll put like some copaiba, green mandarin, spearmint. Those are really great oils to use. Just whatever you choose, just pick one and put it on. And a diffuser. I might have my little fire pit going. I just create a little bubble for myself. Okay. This little bubble where I get to be calm and be peaceful. Maybe for you, it's in your bathtub. Maybe for you, it's in your favorite chair. Maybe for you, it's you sitting in a car or sitting at a coffee shop. This doesn't have to mean that you are like, you know, sitting in a circle of candles. You get to choose. If that is what it looks like for you, that's what it looks like for you. Okay. So you set the space, you create this space for yourself, and then we're going to go into these guided questions. And so the first thing I want you to do, and this is where I always recommend we do, is we start with gratitude. What are three things you are grateful for right now in your life? And I want you to find those three things. What are three things that you are grateful for? And this could be your health. It could be your family. It could be that you're grateful for the journey you've been on. What are three things that you're grateful for? And even when we're in seasons of storms, there's always something that we can be grateful for. I once had a mentor tell me that he was struggling and he was in a really deep valley and he was trying to find something he was grateful for and he couldn't. So he put out his hand and he started to move his hand just in and out, flexing it in and out. And that was what he was grateful for that day, is that he had a hand that he could move in and out. Do you have two legs that will carry you somewhere? Do you have a car that drives you to your work? What are you grateful for? And it doesn't have to be grandiose, and it doesn't have to be something that is like, oh, I'm grateful for, you know, I think sometimes we look at all the social media things and we look at other people's lives and we wish that we had that. And we're constantly wishing for something outside of ourselves. But what if we just slow down? Maybe you're grateful for your faith. Maybe you're grateful for your children. Maybe you're grateful for the cup of coffee that you're drinking on a beautiful summer morning. You're grateful for the life you've created this far. What is it that you are grateful for right now? And then we're going to move on to the second question. And the second question, I love this one so much. It's, what are three things you're really proud of that you've accomplished so far this year? And these could be little things. These could be big things. Again, don't overthink this. Don't overcomplicate it. But find three things that you're really proud of that you've done this year. What are three things that you're really proud of that you've done this so far this year? And then we're going to move on. And you can also do this for June because we're wrapping up June. So you could also take this a little step further and be like, what are three things you're proud of that you did in the month of June? Three things. And they can, again, it can be maybe you walked 2 days a week. Or you had a conversation with somebody that you needed to have a conversation with. Maybe there's a business win that you had. Maybe you posted on social media and you hadn't posted in a long time. What are three things you're grateful for in June? What are three things that you're proud of for June, and three things that you are proud of that you have done so far this year? Now and then I want you to just take a couple moments and just take some deep breaths and breathe in all that gratitude and everything you've accomplished so far this year. Honor it. Enjoy it. Learn from it. Now we move on to the future. And because we are in the second half of the year, what I'm going to say is, what are three things that you want to accomplish, three intentions you have, three wins that you have for the rest of the year? For now until December, what are three wins that you have for the year? What are three things that you want to accomplish? What are three things that you have as goals for the rest of the year? And this is where we get to dial in and be detailed. Maybe you want to bring in an extra $5,000, an extra $500. You want to be more intentional. You want to walk. You want to be able to run a 5K. You want to You want to be able to lift something heavier. You have a business goal in mind. You get to decide. What are three things that you want to accomplish the rest of the year? And then we start to back into those. Maybe we start to say, okay, if this is what I want to accomplish the rest of the year, what do I want to accomplish? What are three wins I'm going to have by the end of September? So we're going moving into the third quarter of the year. What are three things I'm going to accomplish in the third quarter of 2026? And then we bring it in even further. What are three wins I'm going to have for July? What are three intentions I have for July? And then we bring it in even further, and you can start with, what are three intentions I have for this week? So we're going to do the next 6 months, the next quarter, the next month, the next week. You can even bring this down to the day. This is a practice you can actually do every day. I'm giving you all of the questions to do this for your 2026 so far in review, the mid-year review, but you could also do this every day. Three things you're grateful for every day. Three wins you had today, three wins you want tomorrow, three wins that you're going to have last week and this week. This is a wonderful practice to set yourself up for gratitude and really getting proud of the accomplishments that you are creating in your life. Looking at the cup half full instead of half empty. This practice has completely revamped. This isn't the first time I've done this practice. I've done this practice for years, and I wanted to share it with you because I know how profound of an impact it can create on your life. Now, the last piece I'm going to share with you is, when you look at all of that, what do you need to hand over? What do you need to hand over to God, Source, Universe, whoever that is for you? What are you going to hand over that is not yours to carry in this? What are you going to give up that's weighing you down? Or what are you going to ask your unseen realms of power to support you with in your journey? What are you going to hand over? This is what you're responsible for. This is what God's responsible for. What is that for you on this final list of your 2026 review? This is what I know, like I know. There is a fire burning inside of you. If you are listening to this podcast, you are not playing around. You're here, you're ready. If you have listened this far, it is no accident. You're ready to step into the fire, into the next level of you. So my biggest invite for you this week is to not ignore this exercise. To not ignore this practice, to not ignore this ritual, and to actually sit with these questions and do the review for yourself. And then I want you to send it to me. Take a screenshot of it, send it to me. You can always email it to katie@magicwithkatie.com. You can find me on social media. You can find all those links in the show notes. And I want to know, what are you so proud of right now? What are you looking forward to creating? Because this is the life that you get to live. And you get to create your reality and choose to step into this new paradigm. And I'm here for it. And I know you're here for it. So with all of this, my loves, go out and have a beautiful week. Have a beautiful month. Stay tuned for more. If you are interested in learning or curious or ready, whatever those, you know, fun keywords are, to step into your next level, to step into your next level of abundance and wealth and truth and wisdom, let's chat. You can always schedule a call with me. I've got a couple of different options. It's summer, so I'm not like super strict and rigid on how people work with me right now. So let's chat and let's see how we can be a fit for you to go into the next level. And remember, it's time to put down the blade. You're not here to prove yourself. You are already worthy, and it's time to step into this next level. So cheers, my loves, and I will catch you on the next episode. Make sure you follow along on Instagram and all the fun places for social media, because one of my intentions for July in the next 6 months is to lean into more devotion in how I'm showing up in the spaces and devotion to my work and how I communicate out everything into the world. So this podcast is one spot, and then Instagram and email and all of the places. So I'll see you in the DMs and have a beautiful week.